Alabama senatorial candidate Roy Moore really has to step aside at this point. The accusations against him have reached a level that has convinced me that he's guilty of these accusations, and they're pretty troubling. I think the tipping point for me was the story of the mall banning him in his 30s because he was kind of going after young women in the mall. And in one case, he did reach a young woman, and he got her phone number after she was sort of hiding behind the aisles in her store where she worked. And then he called her school and asked over the loudspeaker. She had to come to the phone, and he asked her out on a date. To me, that's beyond the pale. That is not normal for a 30-year-old man to be doing that. And that, combined with all the other things, tell me he has to go. But, you know, it's a sad loss for conservatives and for the conservative movement, which is why we're reluctant to let go of him. We're reluctant to let go of him for the same reason that the left obviously was reluctant to let go of Bill Clinton. They covered up much more serious accusations against Clinton, including rape and serial sexual molestation, not to mention, you know, taking advantage of an intern in the White House while he was president of the United States. And in fact, not only did they not let go of that, but they didn't let go of it up until recently, because Hillary was still a contender. You know, she was the presidential nominee and lost. I think that now that Hillary is over, and now that Donna Brazile, DNC former chairman, in her book Hacked, has sort of fired the last shot into the coffin of the Clintons, now the liberals are finally willing to, quote, reckon with the Clintons, because it's convenient. They're no longer any use to them. But when you hear accusations against somebody like Clinton or any of these other people, all these Hollywood liberals, you know, nobody questions them. We all don't expect much from them. I mean, it's a given. Of course they're true. It's not because necessarily the accusers we have to believe them, although we should err on the side of believing them, because it's not easy to come forward in these matters. It's because of who they are. They're the purveyors of the sexual revolution. Of course they were involved with this. But when someone like Roy Moore is accused, it is a more difficult problem. It is an exception on the conservative side. It is not a part of the culture. It is not a given at all. So it takes a little longer to get used to it. But now that it's obviously true, we have to cut our losses. Otherwise, we could be really involved in a hypocritical situation. I don't think that, given what we know now, he should be there. He is not fit. I'm uncomfortable over the fact that Christians are rallying around him. I understand it. He stands for the things we want. It's the same reason why people rallied around Bill Clinton. He was pro-choice on abortion, so they didn't care what he did with women. But we have to be bigger than that. We have to recognize that this is not the right way to go. I don't think he's going to step aside, because he's a typical politician. He's got a big ego. But maybe it's not too late to run a write-in candidacy. I don't know. The point is, we're just going to have to take it on the chin. It's a loss. And realize that the people of Alabama still would want to elect someone who is a conservative like Roy Moore. At least all polls indicate that. And that the reason that he's lost is not because he's a conservative, but because of his own unfortunate and checkered past. Anyway, thanks for watching, everybody, and have a nice day.